Aha! That's a little aha for you to start the week 15 podcast. Is it really week 15 already?
It looks like it.
This is the week 15 podcast, ESFFL, Eastern States Fantasy Football League. And I'm with Doug Bonsall today, owner of the Brookside Brawlers. And by the way, Doug, I know you talked about a potential team name change for next year, but following the success of the Brawlers here, quarterfinals appearance and everything, are you still thinking of a team name change?
I'm thinking about it, but it's not nearly as...
It's not on the top of your mind right now.
It's not a done deal. It's definitely...
And it's probably not top of the mind, knowing that you got to prepare for a tough, very tough Week 15 matchup, right, against the Ambler Colonels.
Yes. I mean, I pulled a victory out in Week 4, but this is a whole different ballgame than it was back then.
Yeah, so revenge match for the Colonels. They're hot. They went 3. I think they were the only team to go 3-0 in the qualifying tournament. Probably didn't need to. They probably would have advanced based on their record anyway. But great position that they're in. The Brawlers, I'm going to say, correct me if I'm wrong, but maybe squeaked in a little bit.
I didn't think I was going to make it in by the points, and when I saw that I was in, I was very surprised. Pleasantly surprised, but very surprised.
Yes, and I think you lost your first week, right, and then won the next two.
Yes, I lost the first one handily, and then was able to squeeze out the last two to make it a contest.
Yeah, and it was your overall record that got you in, so that goes to show, you know, with this tournament format, not sure we're going to do it again next year or not, but with the tournament format, if you have a good regular season, maybe you just need to win two games in that tournament, or maybe even just one, depending on circumstances.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed the expanded format. Well, especially since I was in it, though those who aren't in it might have a completely different theory on it. But getting more people into later in the season would definitely a good thing to me.
So now I will say too, we talked about, you know, it was a little nerve-wracking whether or not you were going to get in or not, but I hope you realize you do, you know, owe a lot to the Rogers family for this.
How is that?
Well, first of all, one more point scored by my team in week one of the season, I would have avoided that tie against the Brookside Brawlers and I would have had my 10th win overall.
Okay.
And that would have jumped me ahead of the Brawlers.
But then again, I lost to the Clamor and Clams by 1 point later on in the season, which would have given me the division. Completely different. So, it does wash out a little bit here and there, but
it does.
The tie would have given me the division versus all worked out.
And it's interesting how you can always go back to, a lot of times, just a single play.
Yes.
And for me, it was, I don't know if you remember the first week of the season, the Monday night game. I don't know if you watched
it. It's a long time ago.
But Denver went for it Denver chose to kick, a 65-yard field goal on 4th and 5 rather than going for it.
Rather than Russell Wilson going for it, right?
Yeah,
I remember that now.
With more than a minute left in the game, and I had Javonta Williams, I had Cortland Sutton, just one more reception or a couple more yards from either of those two. Right. Had they converted that fourth down with one of those two players, or even if they converted it and got another reception, then I'd be in the playoffs right now. Not that I'm sour about it at all.
No, of course not. It does. That's what makes this so unique, that it's any one play here, one play there, a point here, a point there can, you know, because now the Clamor and Clams, they're out. They didn't make it to the final eight.
No, they did. The Clamor and Clams did.
No. Yeah. Oh, Gallop and Scallops.
You're thinking of the Gallop and Scallops. Yeah. Scallops.
Well, they're closely tied together.
Mollusk mistake.
Okay, mollusk mistake. But so the Gallop and Scallops, I beat them by lost to them by 1 point, and now they're not in it, even though, you know, it's just, it all washes out that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Now the other Rogers family, member of the Rogers family, you owe a big one too. And I am going to greatly criticize my nephew here, Scott Harley, owner of the Clinton Knights, or the Connecticut Knights, sorry, the Connecticut okay. Knights, they I don't think they made the choice. I think they weren't paying close attention this week and allowed Jamar Chase on their taxi squad last week.
Ugh.
And Jamar Chase being on their taxi squad cost them a victory last week, which would have put them in position to have won the pool that they were in.
Okay.
And that would have knocked the victors out of winning that pool, and the victors would have had a better record than the Brawlers.
Right, right. Yeah. They had a better – we had the same record.
But more points.
But more points, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we were in the same division. That was been myself and the victors all season long, battling back and forth.
Exactly. So. And that was the division – you tied for the division title, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
He had it over points over me, yes.
Now, even though – the Knights chose not to, and again, I don't think they chose this. I think it was a oversight. Yes. They left Jamar Chase on their taxi squad. Would have won the game. I think he had like 20. Would have won the game for them. But they went into Monday night with Kyler Murray and Marquise Brown, and they only needed 13 points total from Kyler Murray. And you think, oh, Kyler Murray,
yeah,
most
easy for him. Yeah.
Most weeks he gets more than 13.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Not this week. Mm-hmm. So, you have, Kyler Murray's soft ACL to thank as well.
It's like I said to you earlier in the week that he's good for a couple of injuries a year. At least this was always the good one. It's just he had one already. This is the second. So.
Yeah, Kyler Murray in fantasy playoff time is not the best player to have on your team. But regardless, Doug, we talked about a couple of flaky situations that happened, but. The Brawlers certainly earned it with 10 wins on the season and a phenomenal season.
Well,
so
thank you, Jeff. Yeah. Thank you, Jeff. It's unusual to be in this position, so I'm not sure what to do.
So what do you think? Now, again, you faced the Colonels, a very tough team, but, there's always, it's you need your guys to come through and maybe a couple guys on their team not to have – great weeks, but what do you think about this week 15 matchup?
Well, I'm already slightly in a hole because of Christian McCaffrey having a decent night last night, and I call it a 20 points a decent night
for him.
And it's usually more than that. So, I mean, I'm kind of hoping some people get some stomach bugs and won't be able to play. But
other than the France national soccer team, I guess.
I don't follow soccer, so I'm really not. Okay. I don't get the reference.
France is battling for the World Cup, and they've come down with illness on their team. And have lost at least 3 players, maybe more, depending on how test results come back and whatnot.
Oh, okay, guys. I just don't follow soccer. I don't really know.
And that's the extent of what I know. I don't know much more than that.
I know is you kick the ball. That's it.
You kick the ball.
And Ted Lasso's great. That's about it.
All right, Doug. The other thing I was going to just touch base on real quick was early in the season, and again, I think we talked about this in an earlier podcast, just what a great pick Josh Allen was and how he piled up points early in the season. But in the later weeks, he's not quite been what he was earlier. So you think he's going to recover for the rest of the fantasy playoffs?
You would hope so, but I'm more worried about the weather, because now that he's been playing, the weather changes things. It slows you down a little bit, especially in the aerial attack. But I'm luckily I still have who seems to be turning the corner is Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence, yeah.
Yeah, he had a really big game last week, and so I mean that kind of balances that out a little bit. But just a slight few games, they're just being more versatile right now. So hopefully the aerial attack and his running ability will come back into play.
Yeah, and I think the Colonels, their top quarterback is Jalen Hurts. Nice. And, great season for Jalen Hurts. But they're playing in very windy conditions in Soldier Field this weekend. So that could be a little bit of trouble for Jalen as well.
Yeah, but when Philly decides to go to the ground, he's part of that ground game. And he does score a lot of touchdowns and he gets a lot of yards. That's still going to be... I'm just not sure how many people can stop that whole offense. And he's getting Goddard back, so that's going to make it even more dangerous.
Yeah, that's definitely a bullet that you're going to have to dodge there for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So it's like, can I match that score? I think I'm a little bit stronger on defenses, but I think I have overall better receiving core, but he's got me at running back without a doubt. So that's where I'm looking at it. I need some big games out of my running backs that he doesn't have, and big games out of my receivers.
Yeah. Well, Doug, I wish you the best of luck. I appreciate you spending a few minutes here with me. This is the first podcast from my truck, so congratulations on that.
Well, I will wire this badge of honor greatly.
This is the second podcast at the Cherry Hill, the Gore Cherry Hill Holiday Picnic. I think we go back about 5 years or so ago. We did one here as well. This is the first time in my truck doing the podcast, as they have now kicked us out of the facility. Good luck, Doug. I'll let you say a few words here, and I'm going to see if I can dial up some music to send us out.
All right. Well, I appreciate your this year, Jeff. It's been a good year for me, and hopefully next year I can make it a little bit better, get the points up with the averages, or the wins, sorry.
All right, we've got some Boy George here to send you home on, Doug. Here we go. Best of luck. You've listened to this podcast in its entirety. And that's it for that.